Welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
I was just about saying I'm Claire.
Sometimes we can't trust Claire to introduce herself.
I'm two people today. I'm Imogen and Claire.
All right, go for it. I can just sit back.
Claire's more Animal Crossing.
Throw in some snarky commentary. Yeah. Which isn't really outside the realm of normal for this podcast.
Well, that's not what you do normally, yeah. Oh, man.
Who are we?
I'm feeling it, guys. I'm feeling it. I don't want to be here anymore.
No, I want to go. So bad.
I want to go to the most crowded place in the world and rub my face on other people's faces.
I was telling Claire before you came in that, the struggle is real, but we're really trying hard to make sure it doesn't look real.
Oh,
fortunately, with good social distancing,
I just want to eat
no
out.
Can
I
tell.
Want someone else to make me food for once.
Oh, fuck. Why do we have to eat three meals every single day? My husband was washing the dishes yesterday. And he's like, why do we have so many more dishes? And I'm like, because you and the kids are at home all day and you have three meals a day in the house.
I know.
It's like, oh, God. And there's so much more washing because the kids don't wear school uniforms anymore.
We've definitely gotten to the point where we've stopped wanting to make food. Like, we were doing really good for a while. And then the last few days, it's just been like, you just want to eat chips and salsa for dinner.
Yup.
Yeah, we had takeout last night because there were a few takeout places that could let you pick up and stuff. And we're just like, I can't be bothered anymore.
Yeah, there's a few places here, and like they kind of actually encourage it. Like if there's a local place that you like ordering from, you know, still do it because they're there and they need the business. Just opt to pick up if you can. Or I think some of the places here are doing like no contact drop offs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is good, but we're just like, oh fuck, I'm so tired. I was talking about the fact that I was having really bad nightmares a couple of weeks ago. So this will be a bit mental healthy, I suppose. And I
probably.
Suppose that's okay because everyone needs a bit of advice and stuff about that. And I was having really, really, really dreadful nightmares, like waking up every hour, almost screaming type stuff. And I can't even remember them very well. But I was like, I never have nightmares. Most of the time my dreams are just weird Captain America dreams. or even more weird other ones. But, just horrible nightmares. And so I looked it up, and it's a symptom, apparently, of this whole business.
Yeah.
Your brain's trying to work out how to cope with a new situation, and one of the ways it does that is by giving you nightmares.
Yeah.
Which seems counterproductive
right?
to me. But, you know, brains are stupid.
I mean, people have to remember that we're going through an extreme mass trauma. Like, we really are. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a hyperbole. No matter what your 20-something-year-old cousin on the internet says, it's not just the government trying to oppress you.
Yeah, and it's hard because... I mean, there's so few people that, like, anyone can turn to because everyone's fucking worn out.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that everyone's got – it's mass fatigue, so you can't just go – you can't unload on someone and have them pick up the burden for you because they've got their own burden as well. And it's just like,
so we can all, like, have a good – we're tired, but there's not, like – there's not any – I don't know, effective
There's no
comforting.
Superhero around to carry it all for you and make it better. And
exactly.
Just, that sucks. I mean, come on. Come on. This is where we need the aliens, actually. We need aliens to come. Come and cheer us all up a bit.
Oh, great. So we can contaminate the entire universe? Okay.
Oh, you know, they're not going to land.
Jeez, like, Imogen. They need a social distance.
Or bring their own fucking just, viruses.
Like, they could just orbit around us and we could call them up for support. Like, you know, they'd be like an orbiting counselling service.
Okay, I take that. That'd be
all
very
right,
nice.
All right.
Please, aliens,
take
if you'd
it.
Like to... Reach out and talk.
Can we hire you as therapist, please?
Please.
Contact us through the podcast email.
You don't have to understand our stupid problems. Just please listen.
Listen
and don't have your own problems.
Yeah, don't have your own problems, please.
Like, in seriousness, that really is my big struggle right now, is that usually if I just vent a little, I'm okay, but I've got to be really careful about it right now. Like, I don't want to overwhelm people, and we've got some, like, huge things simmering in the background in the Hillman house here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, I need to explode on someone, but I can't dump that on anyone.
The problem. There's no one to explode on. It's just like,
I don't know. I mean, Sam Neill seems pretty nice. We could all explode on Sam Neill. Have you been watching his Twitter?
No.
He's just posting little lovely snippets of video of him at home and washing his shoes and singing songs and trying to learn how to do stuff. I'm just like, you know what? We could all just tell Sam Neill what's wrong. And he'll fix it for us.
Actually, I have a little tripod for my cell phone so I can do like little stupid video clips because I just have this urge to do stupid humor things.
Go for it, man. Now is the time.
Which I think is like my personal brand anyway, but
I know that I'm at the end of my fucking rope because yesterday one of my friends contacted me on Tumblr and asked if I was okay, and I just started crying.
Oh.
Like, this is more than I was like human contact, but it was just too much.
I'm trying so hard to check in with people that I know struggle normally just to see how they're doing now. And I feel so, it's just an added layer of guilt because I'm like, I don't have the energy for this.
Yeah. But it's just very frustrating because, you know, I would like to see my doctor and maybe see about like medication, but changes, but it's just like, now is not the time.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do like a few of them here are doing like telephone consults and stuff.
Yeah. that's what they're doing here. I don't know.
My street has gone collectively insane, and there's kids outside shouting and caterwauling all the time. So sorry if you can hear that in the background. But they're all hanging out outside. And I went up to the shop yesterday and I was walking past a house where there was like obviously a play date going on, which was just a parent and their daughter standing outside someone's house while the other parent and their son stand inside the house and they're chatting to each other. And I'm just like, oh, this is terrible. I don't like it.
None of us are coming out of this. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of neighborhood updates, I mentioned last week that someone narked on us for our cut down tree.
I forgot to ask.
And so I think it's been mostly burned up at this point, but Travis was so mad. He sent a letter to the secretary of like our vague neighborhood thing. And he was like, if you know who did this, like tell them to fucking stop. He's like, our mailman had to come to the door and goddamn, like, mask and gloves just to deliver this stupid certified mail for something.
Oh, for crying.
You're
out
endangering
loud,
people for no goddamn reason. But yeah, it was frustrating.
Did you have to burn the tree?
Yeah, we had to get rid of it. And I mean, unless we called someone in to deal with it, which we didn't want to do, we've got a fire pit. We just burned the chunks slowly.
What are you doing with the stump?
We're going to, when this is over, we're going to rent a stump grinder and grind it down.
So now you got to leave it so you can catch insects off it.
Yes. Yes.
I have precisely one stump in my town just so I can get insects.
Leave the stump in the name of capitalism.
I mean, the most important thing to me in that game is filling up my museum.
I also...
Filling up your what?
Museum.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's the only thing I want to do.
For some weird reason,
and rearranging flowers.
Like,
rearranging flowers is what I want to do all the time.
I feel like clarifying to our listeners, if there happen to be any that aren't, like, in our Discord, that we are talking now about Animal Crossing. We made the seamless switch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not. I totally just go around catching bugs and delivering them to local museums.
I was just like, I know, you left the stump there open and waiting for a violin beetle to settle upon it. That's what you did.
Oh, man, I got to get out and visit some more islands. Not more islands, your islands again. I need more Southern Hemisphere friends. The next time I come to your island, I'm going to leave my friend code on your bulletin board.
Oh, I should have opened up my gates today. I forgot. I have Kix, the the shoe and bag selling skunk.
Oh.
Oh, he's cool.
Oh, I figured out why I've never seen the turnip lady.
Oh, she's only out why in the morning? That?
Yeah, she only comes out between like 5 and noon, and yep. I don't usually yes. play until 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's capitalism for you. Yeah, if you want to get on the stock market, you have to get up early.
Have to get up early. I sold my turnips
today.
Yeah.
See, I make sure to play through various times a day because there's different bugs and fish and stuff at different times of day and weather and stuff.
Yeah, I've got, like, I think I've gotten every single fish and bug that I can get in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, man, now. I'm so I'm mad because sure. I caught a tuna and I forgot that I caught a tuna and I sold it. And then I was like, no, I need that for my museum.
Where'd you catch it?
And they're out of season now, aren't they? They're out of season
now? I think they're still going, but I haven't caught one again.
The only thing I know is what time of day do you have to go
for tuna?
I don't know. I think it's in the morning or something.
Shit! Okay, fuck. See, Baby Bai and I are sharing the console, so she usually plays in the mornings, and then I play in the evenings, and it's worked out okay so far, but yeah, I guess I'm going to have to switch some shit up. Although, in fairness, we are sharing the museum, and I don't know, like, what she's put in, what she has. I felt so awesome last week. I was like, oh my god, look at this butterfly I got. And I ran and turned it into the museum, and Blathers is like, oh, it doesn't look like you have anything to donate. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, tuna is January through April. Okay, it's all day. I just haven't caught another one. Oh, cool. One. I think part of it is just the fucking eggs.
Oh yeah, oh,
fucking eggs. I just lost. I lost heart. I don't even know what happened at the end of Bunny Day because I left. I just like I can't be bothered anymore. And you're freaky and weird.
You get a DIY for a very disturbing looking cursed bobble toy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then you get a DIY recipe for a wand, but I haven't had any. I haven't had any stars fall yet.
I didn't make the wand because I already have the cherry blossom wand, and I like it better than the everyday wand. So.
Isabel announces that there's going to be meteor showers, doesn't she? In the morning?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Because I haven't had a single meteor shower the entire me time. I haven't seen a single shitty star.
Like, I didn't have a meteor shower. I saw, I think, half a dozen shooting stars or something. That was it. And so I managed to collect a few star pieces. that's been it. Meanwhile, yeah, Travis, I think it was actually one of our recording nights because I remember him playing it all evening and just getting, he just got massive amounts of star pieces. I was like,
nice.
We should send you some because he's a good husband. That should be what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I could probably con him out of it. He doesn't do it. He's got like he's got the basic level house. Meanwhile, I've got 3 rooms.
Oh, you guys have to see my basement. I've got to show you my basement.
I have 4 rooms now. I'm on like my $750,000 mortgage.
Yeah, me too. I could have. Yeah, I've got the 3 rooms in the main room. I could get the next one. I'm just trying to decide. I've got $1 million in the bank.
I've got my basement, and I'm making it. I'm going to make it into a weird, weird, weird. Like it's turnip storage, basically. It's also just there a you weird. Go.
Oh, I should make my trash wallpaper and flooring for you, or something. Do you guys have that recipe?
I've got the recipe.
I got that really early on because I catch so much garbage.
I'm gonna turn mine into trash room, turnip storage, and hang on my BDSM equipment up on the wall.
I think I'm gonna make that my fossil room because I had a skeleton in my bedroom, but then I wanted to add more stuff in my bedroom, so I moved it down.
Oh,
yeah, it's bad because I want, there's a specific thing I want for my kitchen and I can't get it. And I'm like, because I've got the DIY recipe for the kitchen bench, but you need to be able to make a chopping board and something else.
Yes, I don't have that either.
God, I haven't got the recipes for that.
You know
I'm
what?
So annoyed.
I think I gave my chopping board to Baby Bai. Oh, shit. Anyway.
Yeah, I've been waiting to get more because I like the ironwood stuff, but...
Yeah, I love the iron stuff.
More recipes. I'm hoping now that egg day is over because I was getting doubles like every single day of egg day recipes. For,
so was
like,
I.
A week.
Like,
I was like, please stop.
I mean, over the egg day and stuff. Yeah, it's just so annoying.
I was super into it for like the first week.
Yeah, I mean,
it went on
just
so long.
It needed to go for a week less. Or have considerably less eggs.
or a better balance of them. Like, there were some that were really fucking hard to find.
Yeah, you got like a billion and one wood eggs and a billion and one stone eggs, but no, and too many fucking water eggs because I was just trying to catch fish. But no, it's like you got like one or two sky eggs if you were lucky enough to hear the freaking balloon go overhead.
Oh, I had a million sky eggs.
I had a million sky eggs.
Those ones drove me insane because because then I would start tuning out the balloon sound, but then I'd get mad because I still wanted the normal balloons. Okay, no, baby it also and needs I are... to be at a time that doesn't overlap with the Cherry Blossom Festival because
yes,
that made me so mad. I was like, no, I want more Cherry Blossom recipes instead of all these eggs.
I know, you guys
yeah,
got
well, that's
some
the thing,
awesome
when the Cherry Blossom Festival happens for me, it yeah, won't you be get, egg day. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it won't always line up, so... Yeah.
Ugh. No, that's
anyway,
true.
Speaking yeah, of our stupid. Capitalism simulator, because that's all it is, yeah. And you're
anyway.
Only allowed to enjoy ideologically pure fun during these hard times.
Yeah, I hope these people are having fun with, like, being alongside PETA with, like, don't play this, you have to kill fish.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that. I hate everything.
Oh God! Oh,
stay the fuck home, people. Play Animal Crossing. Nintendo, call me. I'll shill for you. shall we do some questions?
Yes.
Now that we've
you guys have to look at Twitter in a second because I'm just posting in my basement for you.
Oh, okay.
Because it's basically yeah. a Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
room.
you could link it to us.
Well, yeah, I've got to post it. Look, I've got to use the archaic and stupid post to Twitter from your Switch function.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, then you can link it from Twitter to us.
Okay.
And then I'll put it on the Instagram so that people at home know what the fuck we're talking about, since this is a visual medium. All right. Zom wants to know, who is the worst villager in Animal Crossing New Horizons and why is it Sylvia? I don't know
Although
who Sylvia is.
I believe
is.
She has since made peace with Sylvia.
Oh, okay. I don't know who Sylvia is.
I don't know, but it was someone she had beef with her in for a while. Oh, it's a purple kangaroo. See, I hate, oh, there's so many. I don't like Pietro, the horrible clown sheep.
What?
He's horrible.
That sounds like a nightmare.
No.
I don't know.
I fucking refuse. I refuse. I don't know how to chase that bastard out, but I will. Oh, I only have 5 villagers, though.
I have 8, and they're all cool. I like all of them.
Mine are all cool.
I like all my villagers, except the one that sneezed on me. I still like
See,
him.
See, the one
but...
that sneezed on me was Kid Cat, who's been one of my favorites since the beginning, because he's great. So
yeah,
I forgave him instantly.
I haven't hit any of my
Pashmina is my fave because she's always up until 2 o'clock in the morning and then doesn't get out of bed until 11 a.m. And if you knock on the, like, she's like, oh, I remember when she was one of my first three. So I would be trying to get DIY recipes. So I'd be knocking on her door in the morning when I woke up, and I wake up, but stupidly early, as you guys know. So I'm there at 5 in the morning going, Pashmina, let me in. I want your recipes. And then one day I got up and she was still awake from the night before. And I was like, hey, you're awesome, Pashmina. You're so cool. And yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
I saw really cute fan art today of the bug guy and the fish guy. And it was,
I want the octopus guy.
Is there an octopus guy, too? Because I have the cute little octopus girl, and she sings.
Oh, yeah,
sings.
There's a bunch of octopi.
Yeah.
I think there's over 200 villagers.
Dang.
Wow, that's a lot of villagers.
Yeah. I don't have room for that many.
I'll put a link.
No, you're only allowed 10.
No, you don't.
You're only allowed 10, so.
Dang. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know who Sylvia is, but I hope you make your peace with her, Zom. I can't remember the one that I really didn't like, but I don't know. It was a while ago. It was the last game. I haven't met everybody this time. Tom from Everywhere. If you were representing humanity in First Contact, how would you greet them?
I think someone in the server said that, you know, you're just going to get right down to boning. We all played Mass Effect, so...
I was just going to say
that. What's the first thing you're going to do?
We could reenact some Mass Effect fanfic. Yeah.
Or, like, literally don't even say anything, just slowly slide Mass Effect towards them and be like...
Please play this and then come back to us in about 6 days. Yeah, then I think
you'll understand.
Exactly.
Someone comes in, all right, where's the bitch that wanted the guy with the 4 balls?
That's Brandon.
What? That wasn't me.
Yeah, just be like, please come back and ask which of these we didn't want to bone. Hint, they're all of them. We wanted to bone.
We wanted to bone all of them.
I mean, we discussed last week that humans are the horniest.
Yeah.
We will pet and or fuck anything. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, that, but, I mean...
I think he was trying to bait me into saying greetings, but like I very genuinely feel like he was trying to get me to do that. But
well, now you said greetings, so that's good.
So we got that out of the way. Maybe make up, you know, like use a rude gesture and teach them that it's like not a rude gesture. You know, like George Bush going to the UK and throwing up a peace sign and. Which actually happened.
Man, I mean, you guys are must be feeling a bit left out now that you're not possibly not. Oh well, actually, no, that's not true. There's a lot of people out there who are very embarrassing and a world leader, but you're still winning on that one.
Oh yeah,
yep.
We've got a long head start on that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, who's competing with us? Justin Trudeau, old Moisty himself. So.
I'm thinking more Boris and ScoMo.
Is it Boris like in intensive care right now?
Yeah, he got the Rona.
Yeah.
But he recovered. Thank goodness. Yay.
Oh, good. Not that I wish ill upon anyone. I just.
Yeah,
yes.
No
one. You see, I kind of do. I kind of do.
Did they take that shit fucking seriously in this country? So I am just minding my P's and Q's, and I'm going to let nature take its course.
They haven't quite got to that level of surveillance yet, although I haven't covered up my webcam lately, so I should probably do that.
Still
I
mean, at least
then we'll know someone's listening to the podcast.
I don't think it's ASIO, though. If it's anyone, it's not going to be ASIO. ASIO is just not. Competent enough? I'm sorry. Now they're listening to me. I told you. I did tell you that story about my friend who applied for a job at ASIO, didn't I?
No, I don't even know what that is. But go on.
ASIO is the Australian equivalent of the CIA.
Oh, okay.
But there was a job listing, and one of my friends applied for it, and he sort of turned up to this interview in this building that wasn't marked. To a door that didn't have a notice on it or anything like that. And he went in and the first thing they asked him was, did you tell anyone that you were applying for this job? And he went, yeah, I told everyone. And he said, well, sorry, you can't have it. They advertised it in the newspaper, for fuck's sake.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And a good weeding out process.
Yeah.
Find out who can have
I mean, you're really bad at being a spy. It's already obvious that you're bad at being a spy, so please bugger off.
Hey, I'm going to go be a spy. All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool, guys.
Yeah, do like I did. Wait until after the fact. So that you can play that 6 truths and a lie or 5 truths and a lie game about your past employment and watch people be like, you were not a spy. And I was like, yeah, okay. Which is only true in the most technical sense. Anyway.
Four times Brandon told the truth, and one time she didn't.
Brandon's a spy fan, a spy AU fanfic. There you go. That could be our first entry on AO3 as a podcast.
Yeah. I welcome it.
Spy AU.
I welcome it.
The titular visor in James Bond. That's what we're doing.
I mean, I would have to be some sort of damsel, because assumedly you guys would meet because Miri would be doing some PI work.
It'd be like that trope where we're on opposite teams, but then we find out that we have to be on the same team to achieve our separate goals. Yeah.
You know what we are? We're Hobbs and Shaw.
I don't get that reference, but it probably doesn't feel too far
off.
I'm
putting dibs on being Jason Statham.
It feels more like the man from Uncle.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that works.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get to be Henry Cavill, and I'll be the guy who was the blonde guy, okay. Whatever his name was.
Okay.
His name. And yeah, that he makes was clear.
You were the temperamental the Russian chick. Guy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 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 That could be me.
She could be the hot
Claire
chick.
Gets to be the hot chick.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it. I'll expect the shitty Photoshops next week.
Y'all will just have to remind me who is who, and I'll do it.
Oh, I'm going to switch these last two questions around because we were already, like, on this topic. So. Canada wants to know, what current world leader would you tolerate sitting beside at a dinner party? Why the fuck is there a dinner party? Like, this is what I want to know. Like,
I know.
We should, we should be at a dinner party.
Oh, actually, oh, yes, yes. Who would I want right now when it should be social distancing?
No, because you might catch something and you don't want to do that.
That's true.
I mean, if I can wear a hazmat suit, fine.
I think I said if I was packing poison, then about 7 or 8 of them at this point. If I wasn't packing any poison.
You know, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind having
I would
tea.
Go to dinner. I would go to dinner and a movie and a date and on a date with Jacinta Ardern because she's magnificent and I love her. Can she please be the leader of the world now, please?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having tea with like that nice lady from New Zealand. If that's not who
that's
you were
her,
talking
yeah,
about, okay.
Yeah, that's who I was gonna say.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
Apparently, the dinner party is just us three and her.
Yeah, get and her on the phone, Imogen. Like, get her on this podcast.
Well, I probably know her. I mean, I know most of the people in New Zealand. So
like, we've established
Australia and New Zealand are so tiny that we all know each other anyway. So
it's so tiny. Okay.
It is.
Well, you're not a sheep, so I know.
Are you sure?
Maybe she's anyway. Pietro.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Put on this clown costume.
Yeah, so that's our answer. That's our answer. When
right in, yeah.
This podcast goes on tour, we'll make a stop in
yes.
New Zealand and ring her up for our live mm-hmm. show.
I'm probably friends with her on Animal Crossing at this point. I mean, okay. I'm friends with everyone. So there you go. Jacinta Ardern, if you're listening, can I have your Switch code, please?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, there was someone else I wanted to bug about their friend code. But anyway, moving on. Josh asks, why has God abandoned us and can I take a new one? Well, Josh, see, because Easter Mass was canceled this year, so.
God's like, fine, I don't want to be friends with you anyways, you just ghosted me.
Jesus had to stay dead. Well, no, because a friend of mine said that he's not dead. He came back, he's just social isolating, self-quarantining for 2 weeks. He'll be back for Orthodox Easter. Yeah. So everyone just
he's just hanging out. He just kept the boulder in front of his. He's like, just gonna chill here for now, guys. That's
I mean, it's
okay.
Funny. When I was listening to you guys, or when I was reading about you guys talking about this question, I just had this image of Jesus coming out of the cave like the groundhog in Groundhog Day. He has to do it every year, but that's not how. I don't think that's how Catholicism works. I don't think he has to come back every year.
I mean,
year.
That's
I think that
not
he's done it once.
Not
and
how
we're just
it works.
Celebrating it now.
Like,
I mean, technically not every works. Mass is supposed to be a celebration of him coming back.
Yeah, we had a discussion about how the Catholics don't understand what metaphors are a couple of episodes ago. I think. They don't know what literally means.
Wait, I thought it was the Protestants that took everything
the Protestants
literally.
That
yeah,
took everything literally.
No. Neither of them do. I mean, that's the point. I think they're both wrong for different reasons. From a definitional point of view.
Anyway,
that's cool. Look, I'm not going to harsh anyone's yams.
Yeah, before we start another schism.
before we start another schism. I really like the self-quarantining theory because, you know, when Jesus had to go to hell on Saturday and pick up some people on his way back, which is canonical, I think.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if it was actually in a gospel or if it was in a Deuterocanon book.
Because he did the self-sacrifice, he could go to hell and take all the people out of hell who didn't deserve to be there. Was that the point?
That's the idea. Like when he died, he took all the sin of the world, so naturally he went to hell and
scooped up everyone who wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's what's going on between Friday and Sunday.
Like so Jesus is a big What's that called? The claw machine. Jesus is just like a religious claw machine.
Well, let's hope he's more accurate than the claw machine. Right.
Dipped down, picked up.
Just chilling with Tom Ellis because Tom Ellis is now and forever the devil.
Yes, absolutely.
They just go down. They have like a smoke. Jesus throws darts.
They probably have sex because that's what Tom Ellis does with everyone, isn't it? I mean, that's definitely how it goes. Come on. Tom Ellis is the devil, definitely boned Jesus. We know this.
And just like that, 5,000 bye-bye-bye fanfics appeared.
Oh. We need to import Grant Howitt's sexy twink Jesus into the Lucifer world because I think that would work really, really well.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys don't know who sexy twink Jesus is, but you need to go and find that out. Listen to Hardy Dice Friends. There you go. I endorsed another podcast.
I'm in the right fandom right now if we want to make Satan burning Jesus fan fiction.
Yes, that works really well.
Dude, guys. We don't need a fandom for that. That's the world I live in. I've been working on that one for years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, wow, that went off on a nice tangent. We never go on tangents.
No, never. We're so focused and professional.
So professional. This is the most professional. Like, I'm fucking surprised we're not professionals right now.
I think if you're professional, you have to get paid.
Damn.
Isn't that part of the point?
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Probably.
Hey, we've got a Patreon, guys.
Well, I think you have to hit a tax bracket. Yes. Which I don't think we're doing yet.
No, I'm definitely not hitting any tax brackets right now. despite my budding streaming career.
Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of mental health, let's cycle all the way back. That's one of the big ones like really plaguing me right now with all of the background life stuff we've got brewing is that I'm investing more money into being an author than I'm making back. And I'm like, not only am I not contributing to the expenses, I am an expense. And like, I know that that's how it goes. I know you're gonna spend that kind of money anyway, you know, like however you go about it. But like, so I feel
it's hard. Yeah. It's super, super, super hard to be creative and make money out of it. I mean, that's the big problem.
Yeah. And it was bad enough when I was just doing it and I wasn't even like nominally selling books, you know, but now like I'm definitely not making back what I've spent.
Whatever. No. Yeah. It's not really doable. Is it? No. It's one of the reasons why I can totally get why people self-publish and stuff like that, but I just wouldn't do it myself because of the expense on my part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, literally could not.
But I mean, like, you're going to spend that kind of money anyway, because like the editing process that you go through, like that's where my understanding was that my manuscript needed to be before I queried it.
Yeah.
You know, so like I would have spent close to that anyhow. I don't know.
Yeah. Getting professional editors is always a thing, except that, yeah, I don't know. Again, it depends.
Yeah.
The process is different for every single author, and depending on whether you get yourself an agent or if you go through a big publishing house, if you've got a good enough name for yourself outside of the industry, like my friend who was a television writer for ages and ages and ages. So when she wrote a novel, they loved the novel and took it because they knew her, and then went through the editing process around it. It's just, and I don't like to say it's not what you know, it's who you know, but
yeah, it, well, partially it, is. It kind of is. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's literally everything, every industry. It's partly.
Yeah, exactly. Networking is something you have to do, and yeah. It sucks. I hate networking. It sucks so bad, yeah. And ugh.
Bleh. Yeah, like, it
we
sucks.
We should probably network for this podcast, yeah. But why would we do that? McElroy's, call us. But yeah, it's just like.
I try.
I know, we try every episode.
We do try every episode. Notices. I actually do try to reach out through our social media accounts, but yeah, I've been kind of down lately, so I haven't been great on that.
It's so hard. Yeah,
it's so hard. It's so hard. The struggle is real, guys. The struggle is real. So other than Animal Crossing, our favorite capitalism simulator, and I'm just going to keep hounding on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look, it's so stupid. You literally never have to pay for your house ever if you don't want to.
Yep.
And you can live free on an island, hanging out with your animal friends and listening to music and just chilling, man.
I mean, the only darkness comes into it when, like, us, the fandom, bring it in. We're like, oh no, Tom Nook's gonna break my kneecaps. You know? So anyway.
Tom Nook is, what is he? Is he, anyway, is he, he's a raccoon?
He's a tanuki.
He's
a
raccoon.
A what?
Tanuki. Oh, okay. A tanuki. I'll have to, here. It's a raccoon dog. It's not actually a raccoon or a dog.
Oh, okay. Link it. Yeah, that's what it's Baby Bai was telling me too. Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, most people see them as raccoons because they look a lot like raccoons.
Oh, so that's
yeah.
That's what a super tanuki is in Mario.
Yep.
I guess I should put super tanuki in. What the hell is that? It looks
yeah,
like
yeah. Yeah. It's channel if you guys want to see. But yeah, tanuki. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also,
dog, Japanese raccoon dog.
Is no one else disturbed that when the Nooks were selling things in resident services that they had clothes on, but now that they have their own store, they only wear aprons? Like, Tom Nook has pants.
I mean, to be fair, Tom Nook has pants, but no one else does. So, I mean, it implies that maybe pants are needed, but just scorned.
Tom Nook needs the extra support. Yeah.
I guess maybe
he's packing it.
Maybe his khakis give him like a more gravitas or something like that. Yeah. You know, that's why everyone's afraid of him. That motherfucker's got pants.
He's too powerful.
Anyway. What other media wrecks you guys got?
Man,
this week?
I just made a really good dick joke and you guys went scummed right over it.
I had a good laugh and then we you
good,
know.
Yeah. But now, but see, you're normally if we make a dick joke, we linger on it
a little bit.
Linger on that dick.
Linger.
It's been a while.
I can't linger on Tom Nook's dick that long. I'm not a furry like you, Imogen.
Oh, the furry generator. Before Imogen logged in today, Claire and I were playing with the furry generator again. So, we'll have to get you to do another one. So
you will.
I feel like we have to update periodically. This will be our pandemic persona. I'll pop that up. But what other media are you guys in this week?
Oh God, what book was I reading? Let me think of the title.
Baby Bai's tearing through like two books a day. Like she tears through
I
them in the mornings.
Should be. The problem is Animal Crossing. It's like I'm either drawing, I'm writing, or I'm playing Animal Crossing mostly. I'm reading A Darker Shade of Magic,
ooh,
which came recommended to me. I believe Rosie's recommendation was Bisexual Pirate. And I was like, well,
excellent.
That is my whole
exact
thing.
Niche.
Oh, wait. Magical Bisexual Pirate. And I was like, well, because it came up because of Lucian. So I was like, well.
Let's see. I'm reading.
It's by V.E. Schwab.
V.E. Schwab.
Trilogy. And I've started it. I should be done with it, but Animal Crossing came out, I think, a day or two after I just started.
I've been trying to go through my to-be-read pile to kill out some of the books that I started reading before, like, my flighty attention span caught something else, and I was like, oh, I'm going to devour this one first, and so I've come back to I started reading this unicorn anthology that was edited by Peter S. Beagle. And I finally got to the first story I actually don't like in it. So far I'm 4 for 5. But apparently I don't like noir.
Although now I'm fascinated by the idea of unicorn noir.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the unicorn part, but the story is called The Maltese Unicorn. So
see, now I just want it to be all unicorns though, because I'm thinking of like a unicorn detective, and he's like, it was a rainy day.
Dark and stormy night.
But so
10
far,
the feet long and hooves to die for.
Well,
and I'm the fairy.
Yeah, both main characters so far are women, so I'm interested in where it goes, like the detective and the broad who walks in. You know.
Excellent.
So we'll see.
Who isn't a unicorn?
Yeah.
I am playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. Hello, and that is all I am doing. It's all I have done for the last 6 days, pretty much since it came out.
That's what Baby Bay wants.
I don't even know how many days it's been.
Yeah,
how many days?
It's all sold out, and we didn't pre-order it. And
how are games? Yeah, it's sold out anymore. Like, I just don't understand. Like, this has to be some.
I mean,
kind
we
of
could
like...
get a we could get a digital copy, but I like having
mine's
physical
digital
copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Which
like having physical
have
copies because I always lose them and they always break and they always get scratched and so yeah.
Oh,
it's
see, I hate having downloads. Not having a because otherwise I'm like, it something will die and I'll just lose the memory or something. Whereas if I have a physical copy, I have it. Like I still have my physical original copy of Final Fantasy VII.
I've never played it before.
I chucked mine out. I think about 6 months ago, actually. So
oh, it's worth cool. a lot of money.
Oops.
The original Final Fantasy VII? Yeah, it's worth a bucket.
Wow, that's weird. Okay. Well, I might still have it somewhere. I don't think I do. We don't have a PlayStation 1 anymore, so we can't play it, you know?
I mean, if you have a PS2, you still could.
Yeah, I think I've still got a PS2 somewhere, because there's one particular game that I love on the PS2 that you can't, that has never been
like
remade or
eBay,
ported, so.
Right here, original, sealed. I mean, this is the sealed one, but... almost $4,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I mean, can download it on your fucking iPhone. Why is it worth that much money? Is it dumb?
Yeah, or here's another one. $8,000.
Jesus.
What the hell?
Someone lock Claire's Google during recording.
I'm just saying, Final Fantasy VII is worth so much money.
I do not comprehend why a game that is readily available on every other platform there is, like literally you can play it on a fucking microwave at this point. And it is, Jesus.
Because we're fucking hoarders by nature.
I mean, it's like if you have an original copy of an old book, yes, you can get it for free now, but like.
Yeah, I suppose so. But yeah, books are...
Yeah, I get it.
Now I just sound old, don't I?
So you do.
I'll just shut up.
I was going to make fun of Claire. I was like, you and Warren Ellis should talk because like he's been slowly like switching all of his digital music onto CDs and stuff over the past year. He's like, I just don't.
Is it because he's scared the world's going to end?
Yeah.
Oh, I still buy CDs. If it's an album I really like, I buy CDs because I want to have that physical copy of it. Like I've got a few new CDs, although they are hard to find now. we were going on a road trip and we stopped at Target and I was like, let's get a CD so we've got something to listen to, like something fun to listen to, and we're like. Nope, those don't exist anymore.
Do they still put CD players in cars? Like, I thought everything went Bluetooth and...
Yeah, everything's Bluetooth now.
Yep, I've got a CD player in my car. It's 2017.
So. Oh, okay. That's what, because our youngest car, I guess, is from 2012, and it has one, but I don't think I've ever used it.
I just remember when I was a kid, and my dad, who was completely music obsessed, he literally has music going all the time, nonstop. Back when I was a kid, you had to buy a car stereo and get it installed.
Yeah. Yep. Cars so didn't come with stereos.
And there was a place that used to sell it called Strathfield Car Radio. And it was in Strathfield, funnily enough, right, and hence the name. but I can still remember the jingle from it because the jingle would come up all the time. Strathfield Car Radio.
Oh, that's funny. I remember because just before that, like, there was like a period of time where you would buy a car and it had a stereo, but the factory stereo was always like shit.
Shitty.
Like, utter shit. It sounded like a tin can. So
yeah, this is making me flashback to Travis's truck that he had when we were dating, because his original stereo was stolen from his car. So then he had like a nicer one installed.
Yeah,
that was something else that happened. People used to break into people's cars and nick their stereo.
And nick the stereo. Stereo straight out. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
weird.
I think our Smug UV was the first vehicle we got where I asked about, how do you change out the stereo? Because it's all enclosed, you know?
Yeah.
It's all enclosed now. And I was really showing my age. And he was like, you don't change stereos out now. And I was like, but so you're stuck with the factory stereo. And he was like, have you heard this factory stereo? And he turns it on. And I was like, oh, my God. It was actually really good.
It been transported to another realm.
I know.
I was like, the whoa. Beauty and clarity of this noise.
It was like it was like discovering the K meme for the first time. Speaking of K memes, Claire, we got a fanfic this week.
Yes. AS3 went down temporarily, so I had to emergency find one, and I think I found a good one. It is the singular work in DuckTales cartoon 2017 RPF.
What?
You can't do DuckTales RPF. DuckTales is a cartoon.
Yep, DuckTales cartoon 2017 RPF. It is, in case you are wondering,
Lin-Manuel
Miranda x David Tennant with bathroom sex.
I've so many questions. Like, I mean, nothing makes sense.
Lin is, I don't remember who he is. All I know is that David Tennant is Scrooge McDuck, because of course he is. They were
he is.
Yes.
Let's take the Scottish guy, make the Scottish guy the Scottish guy.
Yep.
The stereotype Scottish
Although
guy.
Although I did see a funny, I think it was on Colbert, an interview with David Tennant, and Colbert had him read Scrooge McDuck quotes and Donald Trump quotes, and it was like, who said which? And like, distinctly, the Donald Trump quotes were worse than anything.
Yeah. Scrooge did not surprise me at all.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's.
But yeah, so if you really want a DuckTales cartoon 2017 RPF, I got you. There is one. And I have found
it. I just can't figure out who Lin-Manuel Miranda was supposed to be. Like,
I think he's the
aviator
uncle or something.
The aviator guy?
The duck's uncle. I don't know. I don't know well enough.
I know
he's someone.
But
I know that the original guy played, like, the guy who always plays Donald Duck was the guy who played Donald Duck.
Yeah.
In the DuckTales remake. So, but, yes. That's a good, I mean, I can see the pairing happening. They're both handsome dudes, so that works pretty well.
I mean, apparently in this, David Tennant is quite starstruck by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
As he should be. Like,
well,
I would still see it as the opposite, just because David Tennant's older, but in more. But I still get it.
I can't be starstruck by Lin-Manuel Miranda because he hangs out with the Macro.
Yeah, I know. That does kind of ruin it for me. Like, he's such good friends with them.
He's also kind of that triple threat kind of guy. Like, he dances, he sings, he composes, you know, he raps, he
quadruple
acts.
Because he's also extremely good looking. He's very good looking.
Very,
he's
very,
not even
very,
listed
very.
In the show's main cast. Who the fuck are you, Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, didn't he just write? I thought he just wrote the music. Oh, is that something else? He wrote the music for something.
He did Moana. Like, he wrote
Moana,
He wrote all the music for Moana. He was in the new, oh my God, it's so fucking good,
Philip
but I didn't
Pullman
watch the new His Dark Materials show.
Yeah.
And
I never watched that. I gotta watch that, actually.
Oh my God, it's so
apparently
good.
Apparently he is Fenton Crackshell Carbera, aka Gizmo Duck. The everyday office clerk who accidentally becomes a robotic superhero Gizmo Duck.
Wow. DuckTales has some deep lore.
I know.
DuckTales has some deep lore.
I was expecting it to be like that you know, that duck aviator, like the barrel chested guy who is like accidentally inept at everything. Maybe that's
Launchpad
not.
Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah, there we go. Launchpad McQuack.
Oh my God. I can't believe how many characters there are in DuckTales.
Let's see. Launchtail McQuack is now played by someone called Beck Bennett.
That name sounds familiar. Anyway. Wow, my mind is just blown. DuckTales Cartoon 2017 RPF. So yeah. I've written that down in my visual aid notes here, so we'll see what
I
comes
need to
from
know.
It.
I need to know if there's much kudos on it, Claire.
If there's what?
Any kudos on it? Or
there
hits?
Is
or comments?
21 kudos, 5 bookmarks, so 5 people really Ooh. Dug it, and 6 comments.
Is it finished?
Dude, I don't...
Is it finished?
Am I the only person that doesn't, like, bookmark things unless, like...
See, I never ever did, and then I kept wanting to go back and read until Good Omens, and then I kept wanting to go back and read stuff, and now I'm so mad because people are always asking me for recommendations, and I'm like, I don't know! Or I'll mention something,
yeah,
I'm like,
the
oh, there was a really good fanfic like that, and people will be like, what is it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know! Who wrote it? I don't know!
I only bookmark things that I, like, desperately want to be able to whip up at a moment's notice and be like, oh, yeah? Here, try this one on for size.
Yeah. Like, I didn't used to. And so now I just started in case I need to recommend stuff. But it's like, people are like, you should make a rec list. And I'm like, you don't want it because it doesn't have a large portion of what I wrote or what I read because it took me so long to be like, wait, I could be bookmarking this.
I definitely have one bookmark that is a it's a Hawkeye AU where they're like in a band, and like it gets a little problematic because like it's Kate and Clint pairing or implied and a lot of people have trouble with that, but whatever, it's fun. The fic is really good, and like basically Kate's like a little diva front singer for a band, and and she's banged both Clint and Bucky, so I'm into it. And it's,
she has a massive crush on Bucky, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right
who
now
doesn't?
Every single
who
one of
doesn't
my bookmarks
really
is
have a massive crush on Bucky. No, I don't need to do bookmarks for my fandom because it's too tiny. Although
mine is too big.
Much bigger.
Yeah, you probably all know each other.
Much, much bigger lately.
Like, your whole fandom might as well be Australia.
For the one that I'm writing the most in at the moment, I do pretty much know everyone who writes in it, so it's easy enough. But the other one, which is the Magnus Archives, which is just, it just exploded last season, and, like, it went from, like, when I first started listening to it, which was... four and a half years ago, there was like five.
God, has it been that long? Where has time gone?
And, wow.
And then but yeah, season 3 came out, I think, and then suddenly there's like, I have to find out how many fics there are on the tag now. It's huge.
To be fair, Good Omens, the TV show, is like is just over half a year old. It has almost 24,000 fanfics.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like, that's
way more.
Not,
and
that is that's specifically the TV one, too, not the book tag. Because that
well,
would,
of course,
you know, okay,
because
it's been around 30 years. No, this is the TV one. Because
the book didn't have two longtime darling UK dude actors. You know?
So, yeah, I have to bookmark if I ever want to find anything ever again. Which,
yeah, so
unfortunately,
the
I didn't think about for months and months, and then I was like, no.
So Magnus has got 5,284 works in it at the moment, and it goes up by about 6 or 7 a day.
Yeah, I've actually seen
which is
more content for Magnus, like, just peripherally, beyond, like, you personally on your Tumblr. Lately, so it's definitely getting bigger because I went from only hearing about it.
I mean, I think a couple of people that we mutually follow have started listening to it.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Stuff for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's like, I've basically not been tweeting or tumbling anything except Magnus and Rusty Quill for 4 years. So it took them fucking long enough to get on board, you know.
there's so much crossover with stuff though, like not crossover but like similarities and things that I don't know the fucking difference between anything. Like, it could be Magnus Archives or Critical Role or whatever the other big one is, and I have no fucking idea the difference between one or the other. And I'll think it's like some cool D&D art or World of Warcraft. I went to reblog one the other day that I thought was World of Warcraft art. I thought it was a Draenei, and it turned out it was like Critical Role something. And I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind, I don't go here.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover fic and art for Critical Role specifically, actually. There's a lot of crossover between that and Rustic World, but yeah, I don't know. It's funny because it's just like starting off in a fandom that's quite small and then it exploding out is quite a weird feeling, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, because I've never been in a small fandom before, really, because like before
yeah, now. I feel real Dragon bad for small. The Good Omens fandom pre-TV
show. Yeah.
Well, there's some distinctly salty people who are real mad, right?
Like, the smallest one I've been in was Dragon Age, and I mean...
Yeah, Dragon Age is pretty small.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I've got some Dragon Age friends who are also in Good Omens, though, and that's fun. Because, like, we'll both obliquely mention a real bad fandom, and they're like, are you talking about Dragon Age? Yeah!
When I was streaming the other night, someone came in, when I was streaming Origins the other day, someone came in and said, I know nothing about this game except everyone's really mad at one guy, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the one. Everyone's real mad.
Everyone's real mad at one guy every game.
yeah. Or one girl. One guy usually. Because why would you be mad? Yeah, it's so funny. Everyone's really, really mad at that one guy. And I'm like, yeah. That's my dude. That's my one number one man. I love him.
That's it. That's the game. And that's when the Bye 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 podcast swung back around to the first season where they talked about Anders every episode.
Yeah. I miss that. I miss Anders. I miss him a lot.
Oh, I miss him so much. Origins again.
I'm only playing 2 hours of Dragon Age a week on stream, so it'll take me like how many years to get to.
Yeah, I had a good little flashback because someone commented on my Anders I made in Inquisition and was like, how did you use them? Like, what mods did you use? I'm like, none! Everyone's always downplaying my good character creator skills.
Yes. No, you've got excellent character creation skills. I can't make anyone look like anyone. It's impossible. I remember trying to make an Inquisitor Carver, but the body types are all wrong and the face shapes are all wrong, and I'm like, no, fuck that, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother in the end.
Yeah.
I also hate the male body type in
Dorito-y.
Yeah,
and the default outfit in Skyhold does not help because it's very clingy. No.
Like, yeah.
Finquisitor is not jacked. Like,
oh yeah. This is why I almost exclusively ever played with Lucian having modded outfits. Because then he could be wearing something else and look slightly smaller. Because he's not supposed to be like super big.
Yeah, it worked perfectly.
Because like you're meant to be a mage. You're meant to be underfed, scrawny, without having even seen the daylight. You take off your shirt and he's jacked as shit. It's all wrong. It's wrong. No,
it was perfect for Eiderd. Like, yeah. Like he was supposed to be jacked and shredded and barrel chested and stuff. Like he just.
Mm.
It just worked perfectly for my little two-handed warrior.
we should probably wrap up. It's time.
Yeah, it is time.
Yeah, before we really start going off on Dragon Age, and it supremely becomes season one.
Everything old is new again. What?
I said we just want to go back to a more innocent time.
Yeah.
We want to go to the before times.
The before times. Before sexy twink Jesus got locked in his cave.
The before involved Warden's Vigil, and my life has gotten exponentially better without it.
I was just, there were some good things about that.
There was. I was just reminiscing the other day, but and by reminiscing I mean like pinching the bridge of my nose going, oh my god, how did I survive that? But anyway, if you have a great story from a terrible fandom from the before, I don't
please
know.
Share it.
I don't know. Please share it. Please share it with us.
I think all the people on the Bye 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 server are from the Dragon Age fandom at some point. So
that's possible. Yeah, so
if you have a Dragon Age horrible fandom story, because we all do.
We all do.
We all do.
You can send that to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, which has links to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and we're fucking everywhere, so everywhere.
We're fucking everywhere, man. Yeah, we're also on Patreon, so shoot us a couple of bucks and you can get some extra content. I will be putting some more extra content on there at some point, although I haven't gotten around to it because the world is ending. Anyway,
I've got extra content planned for us and I just haven't done it.
Yeah, it's been a real time.
I'm also because streaming requires no preparation on my part, I am streaming video games at regular intervals, Monday or at 12 p.m. and Thursday at 12 p.m. I'm doing Dragon Age Origins, and Friday nights, every Friday night I will be playing a bit of Mass Effect, but other nights, you know, most of the time I may well just turn up and play some Mass Effect because I'm bored and lonely. Come and have a chat with me.
I feel bad that I keep not jumping in. You always play during my Animal Crossing hours. So.
Oh, yeah. Play Animal Crossing and listen to me play Mass Effect at the same time. That's the good thing about Animal Crossing. It doesn't require very much brain power.
I have to go to sleep, because if I don't, I have learned it will mess everything up instantly. I stayed up one night because we were doing Good Omens watches and I missed one of the earlier in the day rewatch episodes. And so I did the 10 o'clock one and was up for like slightly later and just did not get to sleep for hours. And then like the next day didn't get to sleep for hours.
Yeah, I'm about to lose. I might be losing my office too. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how the new routine goes if I have to change spaces. I'll be recording in the big bedroom again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, we best be off.
Yeah.
And go and do things. Like, not, I mean, we're not, I'm actually not going to move away from my desk. We'll see you all next week. We love you dearly. Thanks for listening. And bye-bye-bye.
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 Stuff.
Yes. Stuff.
Stuff.
Stuff.